Hello, welcome to Off the Cob. Today, we're catching up with Jack Gardner again. He's the curator at the Maize Genetics and Genomics Database, which is a USDA ARS-supported database out of Ames, Iowa. So, Jack, what have you been working on lately?
Well, Catherine, we always have lots of projects to choose from at Maize GEB. So what we try and do is focus on the projects that will be of most use to our user community. And this is primarily composed of maize breeders and geneticists. So since we are primarily supported by the USDA Agricultural Research Service, with additional support from the National Corn Growers, we try and further narrow our focus on data sets that kind of we hope that will be translational. So by translational, I mean data sets that hopefully translate into real-world solutions, such as developing hybrids that will utilize water, sunlight, and nutrients more efficiently. This is clearly the future. Keeping all this in mind, you know, we are initiating a National Science Foundation-supported curation project, which is going to be 4 years, and we're going to take in data from a multi-institutional group of researchers, which is not uncommon in our business, but these researchers are from Cornell University, Truman State University, Iowa State University, University of Minnesota, Kansas State, University of Georgia, and Cold Spring Harbor. So it's quite a team. And this data that we will be curating over 4 years is on the maize shoot apical meristem. And this is a cluster of cells deep inside the young maize seedlings. The maize shoot apical meristem in the 14-day-old seedling is a cluster of about 1,500 cells that ultimately give rise to all above-ground parts of the plants, basically everything you see. So as you can imagine, it's very tiny, and you need a microscope to see it. We refer to the maize shoot apical meristem as the SAM for short.
What does SAM actually do?
Well, the maize shoot apical meristem, or SAM, starts with a cluster of about 250 founder cells that are destined to become, as I said, all the above-ground parts of the plant, the leaves, the stems, the ear, the tassel, and, well, everything. So in the 14-day-old maize seedlings, these 1,500 SAM cells have already started to undergo specialization.
So, Jack, if the SAM is so small, microscopic, in fact, how are researchers able to even study it?
This is why it takes a multidisciplinary team. There are just so many areas of expertise that are needed to make a project like this work. It's just highly specialized. So in this particular project, we have really benefited from two technical advances in the last few years. That is advances in microscopy and DNA sequencing technology. Using computer-assisted tomography, or otherwise known as a CAT scan, they are able to create 3D images of the SAM. And this is basically the same technology that you see in CAT scans in hospitals and medical offices. So then they are able to take these 3D images and laser dissect the SAM into specific regions and actually capture those regions for sequencing with a laser so that they can then determine which genes are turned on and off in those regions. So this work wasn't even thinkable 10 years ago, let even doable.
What will they be looking for in those 3D CAT scan images, and what types of data will you be curating at Maize GDB?
This group is going to be taking several complementary approaches to understand how the SAM works and its potential for manipulation to produce maize lines with, you know, agronomically desirable traits. First, they are going to be taking 3D CAT scans for about 380 diverse maize lines to develop these high-resolution 3D images of the maize SAM at 14 days. And because maize has so much genetic diversity, it's one of the real strong points of maize as a crop, the size and the shape of the maize SAM actually varies significantly among these different maize inbred lines. But even more interesting is this, that the size and the shape of the SAM is affected by growing conditions. So this group is going to be using gene mapping techniques to identify genes that control the size and shape of the SAM and its response to planting density.
So, Jack, well, knowing the genes that affect the size and shape of SAM and its response to different planting densities translate into maize varieties that are better able to utilize sunlight, nutrients, and water more effectively?
Well, Catherine, it's generally well accepted that by the plant breeding community that development of maize varieties that can thrive under increased planting density account for a large amount of the gains in yield that have been achieved over the last 100 years. Of course, there are other factors too, but planting density is a big one. So another way of looking at that is to appreciate that 100 years of corn breeding has allowed us to develop maize varieties that can better capture sunlight in a smaller volume of space. So in previous work, this group has established that the size and shape of the SAM has a strong correlation to leaf width, leaf length, leaf number, and stem width. And these are all important agronomic adult traits. So it seems reasonable to assume that a better understanding of the genes that control the size and the shape of the SAM will lead to a better understanding of phenotypic traits that determine the overall architecture of the maize plant, if you will. So once these traits have been identified, they can be selected for early on in corn breeding programs to speed up the development of new hybrids. So in research, you never know where your chosen path is going to take you. So there's always that bit of mystery. But if the past is any predictor of the future, you know, you can have faith that at the end of your path, you will end up in a better place than you were before. So this is why research is so fundamental to any forward-looking society, and it always will be.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to update us on all of this. And we look forward to checking in with you again soon and learning more. That's absolutely fascinating, Jack.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. And thank all of you for listening. You can always check back into www.ncga.com to find out more about the Maize Genetics and Genomics Database and all of our other projects.